Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute during Chicago's business news of the day. The city of Chicago has chosen three projects that will be part of the LaSalle Reimagined Initiative. The goal is to turn empty office space into residential units with the city providing tax subsidies. Developers have been selected to rehab buildings at 111 West Monroe, 135 South LaSalle, and 208 South LaSalle. The projects call for a combined 1,000 apartment units. They're seeking a combined $188 million in tax increment financing in return for setting aside more than 300 apartments for low and moderate income renters. Mayor Lightfoot says the initiative will spark a wave of development and energize the LaSalle Street corridor. There's a new push to build a wind farm in Lake Michigan off Chicago. The bill has passed the Illinois House and now goes on to the Senate. The wind farm, including 10 to 20 windmills, would be located several miles off South Shore. It would cost electric customers about $680 million in subsidies over the next two decades. One of the bill's sponsors says those subsidies are marginal given the billions of dollars spent on electric bills every year in the state. Democratic Senator Robert Peters of Chicago tells Cranes, "We have to deal with the climate crisis now or later." One climate advocacy group, the Environmental Law and Policy Center, is opposed to the bill and says it'll end up being a boondoggle for a lucky developer. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.